Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment. When criminals don't get punished, don't be surprised when you get more crime. That's exactly what is in store for New York City, where there was widespread looting and vandalism in the same month last year. 118 arrests were made in the Bronx, and unfortunately most have been dismissed. Of the few counts that were prosecuted, none of them carry any jail time. It was a similar story in Manhattan. 485 people arrested for looting and vandalism in June of last year, and now we're finding out that over 220 cases were dropped. And of those convicted, it was a similar story. None of the perpetrators did any jail time. Pretty sad. If you go and vandalize a store in broad daylight, you will, of course, get arrested and charged with a crime. But apparently, if you want to get angry and break stuff while with a group of people, then you can get away with it. If cities continue to look the other way when it comes to punishing rioters, then you can expect the next series of riots to be even more violent and destructive. In other news, for the privilege of buying goods within the city of Eureka, the sales tax is going up to 9.25% starting on July 1st. Whenever my customers express outrage or sadness for having to pay such a high tax rate, I like to just casually say, well, the governor needs his bingo money. Or sometimes I will say, you need to pay for roads and bridges, and then I point outside, just not these roads or bridges. And that's really the point. We all want to keep our money local, yet when it comes to sales tax, most of it is whisked away to supposedly help other communities up and down the state of California. If the tax money were used locally for good things, then maybe some of us would feel a sense of pride forking over confiscatory levels of cash for Sacramento coffers. But as a merchant, I just feel sad seeing so much money leave the hands of our local economy and placed in the hands of whoever has the best lobbyists in our state capital. Every time you raise the local city sales tax, you make it harder for locals to shop local. You also place more pressure on local businesses to consider moving locations, closing their Eureka business, and instead move to the unincorporated areas of the county. Those of us in specialty retail, arguably, we get hit the worst. Because if you are selling higher-end guitars, boats, cars, anything that's in the thousands, then all of a sudden this tax rate increase puts you at a significant disadvantage. The people in charge of Eureka right now don't understand the critical balance of sales tax and how far a customer is willing to travel to buy. You could make a graph. The higher the combined local sales tax would correlate with how far the customer is willing to travel outside of his hometown to find the same goods. The people in charge of Eureka just want everyone to feel empowered and happy, but no matter what new ordinances you pass, the laws of the market are here to stay.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.